Hello, everyone. This is Sharon, and welcome back to another day of Sharon's Daily Inspirations. Hallelujah. All right. This is day three of our plan. Romans 8:19. I got back up now in scripture. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. We can't really manifest as a child of God without being prosperous. We can pray. We can go to church. We can cry. We can make our plans. We can do all these type of things. But are we really a child of God until manifestation happens and the goodness of the Lord is in our life so the whole world can see it? Prosperity is a part of manifestation. The Lord says, my sons of God have not manifested until they can do it. And that's Jeremiah 33:9. And it shall come to me a name of joy, a praise, and an honor before all the nations of the earth, which shall hear all of the good things that I do unto them. And they shall fear and tremble for all of the goodness, for all the prosperity that I procure unto it. Jeremiah 33:9. He went on to say, because they are not letting me carry my plans out. Hence, because they are not letting me carry my plans out. That's God talking in Jeremiah 29:11. This is what the scripture says. For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. So you know I've been talking about plans for the past 3 days, but this is just backup and confirmation from the Lord right now. Let me carry my plan out in your life. Stop planning your life yourself. Listen to the Holy Spirit. Stop planning for labor when I want to give you favor. The Holy Spirit must become your partner in your finances and in your life and in your plans and in your earthly affairs. He'll tell you where to sow, how to do it, how much, when, where, and when not to sow. He is there to lead you and to guide you. The Holy Spirit will allow you to eavesdrop on God's plans and purpose for your life. So like I've been talking about, let God give you the plan. God wants to carry out the plan in our lives. So stop planning your life yourself. Our lives are not our own anyway. We belong to God. We are His creation, His manifestation. We are His inheritance. Our lives are not ours. We are here because God sent us. We are His children. He leads us. He guides us. He guards us. He protects us. So these little puny plans that we have, get that mess out the way. God says, let me carry my plan out in your life. Do you accept that? Do you yield? I know I'm going to. So I'm going to stop planning my life myself. I'm going to listen to the Holy Spirit because Lord knows it's time to stop planning for labor where God wants to give me favor. No more labor, no more toil, no more in and out, back and forth, up and down, all around. I'm tired of that mess. It doesn't work unless God is in it, unless God's plan is going forth, period. Hallelujah. Father, we come to you right now thanking you for the plan that you have and purpose for our lives. Help us to yield. Forgive us, Lord God, when we have put our plans first and trying to make them yours. We're in the way. We ask for forgiveness right now, Father God. Remove the plans that we had put in place for ourselves because they're in the way. They're wrong. We want what you want. We want your divine will and plan and purpose to be done in our lives. Take out anything that's in us that's not of you, Father God. Remove it speedily so that you can fill us with the Holy Spirit. Because the Spirit of God is within us. We need to do it your way only, period, point blank. We yield right now, Father God. Bless everyone who's listening, who's ready to yield, who's ready to give themselves unto you, who's ready for your plans to be the only plans in their life. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God. And again, we ask for forgiveness right now. Forgiveness of sins known and unknown, and forgiveness for trying to make the plans that we thought were right and make them yours. That's wrong. We ask for forgiveness. Remove that mess out of our lives, Father God. Please, Father God, take it out right now. Snatch it out. Yank it out. It's not of you. Remove it. Remove anyone and everything that's not of you, Father God. We only want you in our lives. And that's real talk. And that's real serious words. But if God doesn't direct it, I'm out. Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We bless you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for directing us and dealing with us and helping us and having patience so that we can make it together with the help of the Holy Spirit, leading us to what God wants us to do, where God wants us to be. That's our only way. That's our only plan. That's our only will. We want your will to be done in our lives now and always, henceforth and forever, in Jesus' name. Until thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth in us as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. Everyone be blessed. Woo! God is good. He's going to do some marvelous, magnificent things in our lives. Look for signs, wonders, and miracles, and expect your manifestation. Expect change. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day. Talk to you later. Bye. Mwah.